Ambassador John Godfrey presented his credentials to Sudan's military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan on Thursday in a ceremony at Sudan's presidential palace in Khartoum. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, chairman of the Transitional Sovereign Council, welcomed the decision by the United States government to appoint an ambassador to Sudan after a 25-year absence. Al-Burhan stressed the importance of developing relations between Khartoum and Washington and says he hopes Godfrey's appointment will represent a new impetus for a better relationship between the two countries. Speaking to reporters shortly after the ceremony, Ambassador Godfrey said his arrival in Khartoum demonstrates the commitment of his government and its citizens to strengthen relations with the government and the people of Sudan.
I am so happy to be the new ambassador of the United States in Sudan after more than 25 years. I am happy to have this opportunity to work in Sudan and get to understand its people and their cultures more closely.
John Godfrey was named by the White House as the new ambassador to Sudan in early January. The U.S. Congress approved his appointment in July. Ties between the U.S. and Sudan were severely strained under the three-decade rule of ousted President Omar al-Bashir, who was indicted several years ago by the International Criminal Court in The Hague for war crimes and crimes against humanity in Darfur. Washington imposed tough economic sanctions on Khartoum. The U.S. government blacklisted Sudan in 1993 as a state sponsor of terrorism, as the Bashir administration hosted Al-Qaeda founder Osama bin Laden for 5 years in 1990s. The ambassador's arrival comes as Sudan reels from deepening unrest and a spiraling economy since last year's military coup led by al-Burhan. Godfrey says the U.S. government hopes to see an inclusive civilian-led government restored in Sudan to complete the remaining transitional period.
We expect to see the establishment of a new government led by civilians in Sudan within a comprehensive dialogue that supports all Sudanese political parties, including the democratic supporting forces.
Salma An-Nur, who heads the media and information of the Forces for Freedom and Change, or FFC, a coalition of Sudanese political parties who played a key role in the ouster of former President Omar al-Bashir, welcomes the appointment of Ambassador Godfrey. She says Godfrey's appointment is the fruit of hard work carried out by the transitional government led by former Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok. An-Nur says the ambassador will no longer hear reports about Sudan, but will be an eyewitness to all what is going on in Sudan. She says the ambassador will come to know that Sudanese people are longing to achieve the objectives of December's revolution, reach a complete civilian-led government, and return to a democratic transformation. Before becoming U.S. ambassador to Sudan, Godfrey worked as the acting counterterrorism coordinator and acting special envoy to the Global Coalition to Defeat ISIS. He formerly worked as the acting deputy chief of mission and a political consulate at the U.S. embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, and as the deputy secretary of state's chief of staff. Godfrey also worked for international organizations in Baghdad, Iraq, Tripoli, Libya, and Damascus in Syria. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.